You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
I think it's a very strong possibility that three of them make it, but one of them's not going to make it. And right now, the Packers got to start playing a little bit more consistent football on the offensive side of the ball to be able to make sure we're going to punch our ticket. But this division right here is planning out to be really good.
I'm looking forward to all three of your answers here, but especially James. But I'll start with you, Mike. Do you believe Aaron Rodgers that he had nothing to do with the firing of Robert Saleh?
Yep.
Oh,
my fault.
No, you're good. Boy.
Don't let Dennis do that to you. Just say no.
I don't believe he had nothing to do with it, but I don't believe he made the decision. I think that I believe that he had some input in it. But I got nothing to prove on that. Now, he very vehemently denied that he had anything to do with it.
Patently false.
I just believe that, yeah, there's a role. Listen, they've invested more into him than anybody else in that franchise. I don't think that was a decision that the owner, although that owner can be a little off, that owner made the decision without saying to Aaron, we're going to make this decision. Are you okay with this?
And I do think it's interesting, Wes, that they changed play callers with the interim head coach. I mean, so if Aaron Rodgers really were influential in this, wouldn't he have kept Nathaniel Hackett as play caller?
Right, and I don't want to speak out of school here, but weren't there some reports, too, that this was a decision they were kind of leaning towards already with Downing taking that over? Listen, I'll say this part. We can't speculate on what's happening behind closed doors, but we can definitely talk about what's happening in front of our eyes. And the fact is Rodgers hasn't played well enough, and the Jets are kind of a dumpster fire in a lot of ways right now. I mean, you even look at defensively, they're second ranked. They're doing what they always do. But offensively, they can't run the football. You're seeing some of these statistics and some of these film clips of them trying to generate any form of offense. It has not been working. They have huge expectations, as you said, Dennis. There's been huge resources put into this football team, and it has not been up to par so far.
They're a bad offensive football team. They're a good defensive football team. That belies what they've done in signing Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, and it was the same thing last year when Zach Wilson took this thing over. So I'm completely perplexed at this whole situation and just seeing how it's played out because there was no scenario in which I thought Robert Saleh was going to get six games with Aaron Rodgers.
And now the only answer that Dennis really cared about is from James.
Well, that's not true, but I would like to hear what James has to say.
No, it's true, Dennis. Don't let him talk you out of it. I do think Aaron Rodgers had something to do with it. I think he had a big reason to do with it, and that is the play on the football field. The coach is not there because offensively you guys have not played well on the football field. I tried to wrap my finger around this, and I'm like, okay, make it make sense, right? Nathaniel Hackett and Aaron Rodgers are best friends. You fire Robert Saleh, and you hire another defensive-minded coach. So I'm like, why would Aaron want to get Robert Saleh fired and hire another defensive head coach? And then for that new defensive head coach to come in the building and say, we're changing play calling to Todd Downing. You know, like, it just doesn't make sense. And then I always look back to owner-coach relationship. We cannot forget about the reports that came out about these two dudes fighting at the owners' meeting and nobody wanted to believe it. These two dudes never had a good relationship. This was not Woody Johnson's guy that he wanted as the head coach. It was the GM's guy. So I just think with what happened in London, with the 4 years since he's been there, not good football, obviously Aaron Rodgers' play did not help. It was time for him to go. They said, the report said that Woody walked past everybody's office. And what is it, one Jets way? He walked past everybody's office and went straight to Robert Saleh's office. I don't need nobody's permission. You're out of here. I do not think Aaron Rodgers had any say in this firing at all. The only say he had was the way he played on the field, because if you make one or two of them throws, you win one or two of these football games that you lost the last 2 weeks, and Robert Saleh's still there.
Robert Saleh's record, by the way, with the Jets was 20-36. Come on.
Is that bad?
Wes Hotkowitz, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks
for bringing what you bring to this program.
Which is evidently clothing.
Everything.
Thank you, buddy. No,
charisma, knowledge, good looks, everything.
Knowledge. I don't know about the good looks part. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate you.
After further review, brought to you by Network Health, proud partner of the Green Bay Packers. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
For 97 years, Racine's home for local news, now timeless hits, high school sports, Badger football, and Packer football. Back to the game on WRJN.
Vince Lombardi once said, "We would accomplish many more things if we did not think of them as impossible." Easy Mobility Solutions helps you overcome what once seemed impossible, reclaiming your freedom and living life on your terms. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with Care Credit Options offers Golden and Pride power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Game time! Is your home's defense ready for the fall season? Gutter helmets from Hardy and Jensen provide a winning season of protection. This solid defensive line keeps leaves, twigs, and debris out. No more risky climbs up a ladder. Keep your loved ones safe. No gimmicks, no ladders, no more gutter cleaning. Visit the showroom on Highway 20 in Racine, just west of Green Bay Road. With the pros at Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli in Racine, open 7 days a week.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Pre-Diabetes Awareness Partners.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
From Radio Park to the Wingspread Conference Center, local news and timeless hits. W-R-J.
The countdown to kickoff is presented by Pick and Save Packers and Cardinals at Lambeau Field today. We're in the Miller Lite end zone, north end zone, as we are for every home game. Hey, Packers fans, score big for game day meals at Pick and Save with savings beyond low prices, including digital coupons worth over $600 each week. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone. Today's Players to Watch, presented by your Wisconsin Toyota dealers. Dear Spotlight, Toyota has more all-wheel drive and four-wheel drive vehicles than any other brand. Find your perfect ride and you'll shine bright, day or night. Toyota, let's go places. Mike?
Well, I would say Edgerman Cooper and Quay Walker, mainly because they're going to have to spy on what Arizona can do at the quarterback position with the ability to move around. So I look at speed at the linebacker position with both Edgerrin Cooper and Quay Walker to try and keep maybe in check what Kyler Murray can do with his legs.
James?
It's all about Kenny Clark, right? When you're playing a quarterback like Kyler Murray, you got to get pressure up the middle. The pressure cannot continue to come from the edges because he will escape this pocket. So Kenny Clark, big time money, Kenny Clark. It is time to get some push up the middle, and they have to control that line of scrimmage. They want to run it, and Kyler Murray wants to utilize his legs. So Kenny Clark, to me, is going to be a big factor in this football game today.
Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
Want to test your Packers knowledge? Look no further than Packers Predict, powered by Senex. Packers Predict is a free interactive game where fans can win weekly cash prizes and more just by answering a few questions about the Packers' upcoming game. Throughout the season, players are eligible for weekly prizes. And at the end, the player with the most points will win $2,000 cash and a trip to a home game next season. Packers Predict is completely free to play. Visit Packers.com/predict or download the Packers app to start playing today.
Hi, this is Wayne Larrabee for Steinhoffels. Steinhoffels is partnering with Special Spaces Wisconsin and the Green Bay Packers to create dream bedrooms for children battling cancer all across Wisconsin. This season, every time the Packers make a field goal, Steinhoffels will donate $1,000 to Special Spaces Wisconsin. Steinhoffels has been Wisconsin's furniture and mattress leader since 1934, is 100% employee-owned, and is a proud partner of the Green Bay Packers.
Miller Lite is brewed with great taste and only great taste.
The Miller Brewing Company would like to issue a correction. Miller Lite is brewed to be less filling. What are you doing here?
Miller Lite tastes great.
Look, I'm just reading the script. It says less filling.
That's not what my script says.
Well, mine says...
We'd like to apologize for the previous announcers. Miller Lite is in fact less filling and tastes great. Time to shine, legal guy.
Celebrate responsibly. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Beer. 96 calories and 3.2 grams carbs per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better. Because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad. To step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend. The worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Packers preview from Lambeau Field, and when you think of the Packers-Cardinals series, the 51-46 overtime playoff loss in Arizona in the 2009 season likely comes to mind. Well, the next time the two teams met up, three seasons later here at Lambeau Field, the Packers used an unlikely source to pull out the victory. Here's Brian Posick.
The Packers were 5-3, the Cardinals 4-4 when they met on November 4th, 2012. Green Bay jumped out to a 7-0 lead on Aaron Rodgers' 13-yard TD pass to Randall Cobb, but Rodgers was picked off on the next possession. Three plays later, LaRod Stevens Howling scored from 1 yard out and the game was tied at 7. Rodgers struggled most of the day. He completed only 14 of 30 pass attempts, but he did run for 25 yards to set up the first touchdown, recovered a fumble that kept alive another scoring drive, and also threw two TD passes in the final 7 minutes of the first half to give Green Bay a 14-point lead.
Snap to Aaron Rodgers on first down. Lofts right side of the end zone. Cobb over the shoulder catch. A sensational catch. Touchdown!
Wayne, both ends of that equation were magnificent. The throw could not have been better. The catch could not have been better.
Here's the snap to Rodgers, looking. Lofts the left side. Leaping grab. Jones!
Wow.
Oh, what a catch!
Wow.
Touchdown, Green Bay! 28-yard score!
Little double move action by James Jones up the sideline. Started to turn back, kind of shifted gears, then took it upfield to the end zone. But another outstanding throw and a phenomenal catch by James Jones.
The Packers, who rushed for 126 yards in the first half and 176 for the game, came out sluggish to start the second half and failed to get a first down on their first four possessions, but still held a 24-7 lead early in the third quarter when the Cardinals made it interesting. John Skelton hit Larry Fitzgerald on a 31-yard scoring strike. Then, after the Packers punted, Mike Daniels and A.J. Hawk stuffed Stevens Howling on third and goal from the one to force a Jay Feely 20-yard field goal, and Green Bay's lead was down to 7 with less than a minute left in the third. That's when tight end Tom Crabtree came up with the play of the game.
And the snap to Rodgers, fakes the handoff to Green, looks downfield, throws it over the middle. He's got Crabtree ahead of the field to the 40. It's the Crabber going all the way to the house. A touchdown! 72 yards!
Arizona managed only one first down in three possessions after Crabtree's long touchdown, and the Packers beat the Cardinals 31-17. Despite losing Clay Matthews, Jordy Nelson, and Brian Bulaga to injuries during the game, Bulaga didn't return that 2012 season. Green Bay won the NFC North at 11-5 and beat Minnesota in the first round of the playoffs before losing in the divisional round in San Francisco. I'm Brian Posick on the Packers Radio Network.
Thank you, Brian, and this is how smart he is. That touchdown to Crabtree, the longest touchdown pass by the Packers to a tight end, Tucker Kraft with
second longest.
So Brian's all over that. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
Hey, Packer fans, looking for the ultimate game day experience? American Family Insurance has you covered. Picture this, hitting your very own VIP tailgate party, then cheering on the Packers from jaw-dropping seats. Enter the Dream Weekend Sweepstakes to win amazing game tickets, a private tailgate, exclusive Jordan Love merch, and much more. Sounds incredible, right? Don't miss out. Visit amfam.com/Packers to enter. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
When it comes to getting care, we all need a winning strategy. And the best way to get there is through Ascension Wisconsin Care Teams. From routine to specialty care, they empower you by listening, respecting your experiences, and working with you to create a game plan that works. Put an Ascension Wisconsin doctor on your team to connect the dots to labs, imaging, specialists, and any other care you need. Schedule now at ascension.org/Wisconsin Care. That's ascension.org/Wisconsin Care.
There's something about a fresh haircut from the friendly, skilled stylists at Great Clips that just makes life, well, greater. The sun shines brighter. Your step feels springier. Even your jokes are funnier. And the best part? When you use Great Clips online check-in, you can get in for a haircut without having to rearrange your day or your budget. Download the app today and start feeling that much greater in just a few taps. Great Clips. It's gonna be great.
This is Ford Truck Month, with big offers on trucks that don't subscribe to the word impossible. Like the up-for-anything off-road ready Ranger, the adaptable Maverick, plus F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, featuring Ford F-150 and Ford Super Duty, the 2024 North American Truck of the Year. Built Ford tough trucks that see the impossible as a dare. And this is Ford Truck Month, with offers that make owning one possible. Get to your Wisconsin Ford dealer. Claim 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
The countdown to kickoff is presented by Pick and Save here at Lambeau Field. Packers and Cardinals today. Keys to the game brought to you by your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com for the latest offerings on Ford trucks and Ford SUVs. Mike?
Let me cover all the bases.
You always do.
Okay. A clean game from Jordan Love. We talked about this a little bit earlier. No turnovers there, and then run the dang football, right? I mean, Arizona's been bad stopping the run. Green Bay's a good running football team. Don't overcomplicate it. Run the football, and Jordan Love be clean.
Keep things simple. That's been the story of my life. James? Yeah.
The only way the Cardinals win this game is if Kyler Murray has one of those Kyler Murray's games. So the keys to the game is stopping Kyler Murray from rushing the football. Limit his rushing attempts. He wants to get outside the pocket. Force him to beat you inside the pocket. But we must contain Kyler Murray. That is the keys to this game. Contain Kyler Murray. Get off the field. Defensively, the Arizona Cardinals do not present a super tough challenge. We should be fine offensively, but the key to the game is to contain Kyler Murray.
He rushed for a 50-yard touchdown last week in their comeback win over the 49ers. Keys to the game brought to you by Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
For 97 years, your home for local news, now timeless hits, and Green Bay Packer football, this is WRJN Racine.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
Wisconsinites love supper clubs. They're a gathering place, a community touchstone. And in Racine, that's known as the Corner House. First opened in 1945, the Corner House Supper Club carries on the tasty tradition with new ownership since 2018. It's a warm, intimate spot for a regular night out or special occasion. Their menu is complete with steaks, chops, nationally famous prime rib, seafood, and an appealing kids menu. Open 7 days a week, starting at 3. Visit the Corner House Supper Club in Gaslight Circle.
Game time! Is your home's defense ready for the fall season? Gutter helmets from Hardy and Jensen provide a winning season of protection. This solid defensive line keeps leaves, twigs, and debris out. No more risky climbs up a ladder. Keep your loved ones safe. No gimmicks, no ladders, no more gutter cleaning. Visit the showroom on Highway 20 in Racine, just west of Green Bay Road. With the pros at Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Packers preview from Lambeau Field, Packers and Cardinals today. Hey, Packers fans, win VIP tickets, a private tailgate, exclusive Jordan Love merchandise, and more with the American Family Insurance Dream Weekend Sweepstakes. Visit amfam.com/Packers to enter. Well, about 30 seconds left in London, Mike, and the Bears are going to win another one.
Yeah, the final snap has been had. The players are walking out onto the field. The Bears are going to beat Jacksonville 35-16. Chicago improves to 4-2. They will be on the road against the Commanders next week. Jacksonville falls to a very disappointing 1-5 out of the gates with a loss today. Caleb Williams, probably his best day as a pro, 23 of 29, 226, four touchdowns, one pick in the game.
You mentioned that showdown with the Commanders, too, and who thought we'd use that word. But you got Williams against Daniels in that one, a lot of people comparing those two. Sargento backs the Pack and the community with Touchdowns for Hunger. For every Packers touchdown scored this season, Sargento donates $2,000 to help fight hunger in Wisconsin since 2002. Every Packers touchdown helps defeat hunger thanks to Sargento, the official cheese of the Packers. That brings us to predictions for this game here at Lambeau Field between the Packers and the Cardinals. I see the Packers winning 27-20. I do think, you guys have both talked about Kyler Murray. I do think he could be a problem today.
What did you call that score now?
27-20 Packers.
27-20.
27-20.
Yeah. Now, if you've got it, feel free to copy that if you want.
No, you got it far closer than James will.
he'll have it like 55-3.
I'm going to surprise you here a little bit. I'm going to take Green Bay to win, but it's going to be 24-21 on a Narv Dog field goal to break the 21-21 tie.
Even closer than I had. Mm-hmm. All right, James, what do you got?
Are you guys crazy?
Yes.
Man, we are at home. It is starting to get Green Bay weather out there, a little rainy and all that. This is about to be a beat down, man. Green Bay Packers 38, Arizona Cardinals 24, and I'm only saying 24 because it's going to be a late score. But 38-24 Green Bay Packers. We finna have ourselves a day, fellas. Watch.
Let's
from
go.
The get-go, we're going to have ourselves a day.
Look forward to it, and thank you to James and Mike, as always. The Matt LaFleur Show is next, sponsored by Construction Business Group. Construction Business Group, operating engineers and contractors, teaming up to build Wisconsin together. Learn more at join139.com. Wayne, Larry, and John coming up with the game. Packers and the Cardinals from Lambeau. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
Dear football fans, Toyota's leading the drive to victory. The Corolla and all-hybrid Camry make big plays with style and efficiency. RAV4 is a versatile game changer. Highlander's got room for your whole squad. And the rugged Tacoma and Tundra control the line of scrimmage. They've all got available all-wheel drive or four-wheel drive, too. Visit Toyota.com or head to your local Toyota dealership. Toyota, let's go places.
It's bird bashing season when you swoop into Potawatomi. Thursdays, you could win up to a wicked 50 grand cash in the Bird Bash Game Show. Just play with your rewards card all October for entries. All Bird Bash entries go towards a December 20th giveaway with a monstrous 300 grand in prizes. Bird Bash makes its bewitching return. Only at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Learn more at paysbig.com/birdbash.
Must be 21 years old to play.
My mom's got a new Case IH tractor, and it can do it all. Bale hay all day. See in the dark with its powerful LED lights. Hook up all the implements. Shift like a race car. Steer with ease. And it can also cool my juice box. Yeah, her Case IH tractor can do everything she needs it to.
Looking for a tractor that can do it all? Check out CaseIH.com.
Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Just like offenses and defenses join forces to win games, Rural Mutual Insurance and the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation break the huddle every day for Wisconsin farmers. Rural Mutual is there when the unexpected happens. Farm Bureau is there to give farmers a voice. Join a winning team by going to ruralmutual.com to meet your local agent today.
We know what the winning formula is around here, and it's taking it day by day, one game at a time.
Packers preview continues with the Matt LaFleur Show.
This sport is the ultimate team game. You need all 11 out there playing as one.
Presented by Construction Business Group and Operating Engineers Local 139.
Watch this team come together, and we'll see where we're at.
Now, here's Wayne Larrabee with the head coach of the Packers on the Packers Radio Network.
Good morning, everyone. The Packers play host to the Arizona Cardinals here at Lambeau Field today. Wayne Larrabee with the head coach of the Packers, Matt LaFleur. Matt, good to be home, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's always good to play in Lambeau and have the support of the home fans and the best fans in the world.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, the Romeo Doubs situation, he's back in the fold. He'll play in the game here today. Is this team kind of past that, or is that still going to be a process that's ongoing?
No, we're past it. We're moving on, and we're moving forward, and Rome had a great week of practice.
That's a good thing to know. Questionable players like Jair Alexander and even Christian Watson, the wide receiver, back from injury and should play here today?
Yeah, everybody's good to go, and we're excited about it. Just to have all these weapons is definitely a good thing for us, and just looking forward to getting them back on the field.
Matt, your offense has been plagued by drop passes at times this year and by penalties. It looked like things got a little better, certainly on the penalty side in Los Angeles. Is this area, are these areas of focus for you guys offensively to reach your potential?
Yeah, absolutely. Every week, I mean, you can't do things that take you out of favorable situations, and a lot of these have occurred. occurred and been drive stoppers for us. So we got to make sure that we just focus one play at a time. Guys are dialed in, and not only in their assignment, but making sure our procedure is correct.
All right, we'll be back to talk about the Cardinals coming up. You're listening to Packers Football.
Ooh, ma.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm. I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
Action! When I grow up, I want to be a director. Because they get to talk to everybody about everything. They get to make cool movies and dance music videos.
If your child is sick over and over again, it could be PI, a defect of the immune system that affects millions. Early testing can give children a chance to dream.
And when I'm a director, I get to say, lights, camera, action.
For more information, visit the Jeffrey Modell Foundation at info4pi.org.
That's a wrap.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN, now with the timeless wisdom of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. For 57 years, Paul Harvey was a trusted voice on WRJN. Then in the 70s, he introduced the rest of the story. Inside stories full of wit, wisdom, and a little twist and quirkiness throughout the stories. Hear Paul Harvey weekday mornings at 7:35 and afternoons at 12:05 on WRJN. You're listening to Green Bay Packer Football on WRJN Racine, your home for local news and timeless hits. We're WRJN.
Save big bucks on Ram trucks during Ram Power Days at Martin's Garage Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Right now, get $12,000 off MSRP on a new 2024 Ram 2500 Bighorn at Martin's. Martin's Garage Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove. Plus tax, title, license, and dock fee to qualified buyers. Savings from MSRP. MSRP may not be the actual price at which the vehicle is sold in the trade area. See dealer for details. Expires 10/31.
Vince Lombardi once said, "The measure of who we are is what we do with what we have." The team at Easy Mobility Solutions is dedicated to helping you make the most of every moment by reclaiming your freedom. As a Care Credit provider and Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility solutions, Easy Mobility Solutions offers a variety of Golden and Pride scooters and power chairs. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Visit the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
The sun's rising, the coffee's perking, it wouldn't be morning without Don Rosen. WRJN.
The Matt LaFleur Show is brought to you by Construction Business Group and Operating Engineers Local 139.
Touchdown!
On the Packers Radio Network.
Wayne Larrabee back with the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Matt LaFleur. The Arizona Cardinals are an interesting team, Matt. They've had high notes and low notes this season. They've blown out a team, the Rams on one week, and they've gotten blown out by Washington, it seems like, the next. And then a big comeback victory in Santa Clara against the Niners last week. What do you make of this team overall?
Very talented team that does some unorthodox things from the defensive perspective. And then anytime you get a guy of the caliber of Kyler Murray leading your offense, and they've got a lot of good weapons. McBride, the tight end, Connor, the running back, Harrison, the receiver. So they've got a lot of weapons to work with. And we're going to have to just do a great job of owning our responsibility, everybody doing their 1/11th, and just taking it one play at a time.
You know, Matt, when you said the Cardinals do a lot of different things defensively, is it kind of along the lines of a Brian Flores type deal? Is that what you're facing here today, or something different?
No, it's much different. It's a three safety look where Buda Baker's kind of floating in the middle, and ultimately they kind of get him on the snap of the ball at linebacker level and let him go make a bunch of plays. But he'll also play the deep post, a deep half. It's just a very challenging, especially in the run game, just the targeting of going to block him. he's been a big-time problem in a lot of people's game plans in terms of when he's free, he makes the play. He's a sure tackler. He's had a lot of blow-ups in the backfield. And when teams get a hat on him or a person on him and can account for Buddha, they tend to have good plays. So that's the goal today.
All right, Matt, from the Cardinals' perspective, their quarterback, Kyler Murray, that run he made in Santa Clara last week, that's scary stuff.
It certainly is. I mean, it was 21 miles an hour, and there's not too many guys on the field that can run that fast. And he's a problem, whether it's a design scheme like that play, a zone read, or if it's a drop back play. You got to make sure you do a great job with your rush lanes. And ultimately, we got to win this game up front. From a defensive perspective, you got to put pressure on him. And then you just better defend both sequences to the play. There's a play that's within the rhythm and the timing of the play, and then the off schedule. And our guys are going to have to do a great job of that. You mentioned the Rams game. They created a lot of off schedule plays, and they were explosive plays that led to points.
Is he, you know, I mean, you play Jalen Hurts. Is he along those lines? Is he even more dangerous, especially with his legs?
Oh, he's more dangerous. He's just faster. So, and he's like trying to catch a water bug. He's almost impossible to catch and corral. You got to have multiple people corralling him in order to get him on the ground.
So your pass rush may be similar to what we saw the first couple of weeks of the season, try to contain the quarterback?
I think everything's going to be situationally based. You know, when we're pressuring him, we'll definitely get after it. And, you know, when we're unloading or deploying a four-man rush, you just got to be very careful because there's going to be two open gaps somewhere.
James Conner, one of the most physical backs in the league from what you've seen?
Absolutely, and I think he's slipperier than you'd expect. So I think you got to have a tackling plan when you're going against a back of this caliber. You got to make sure you hit him low and wrap. And then, again, having multiple hats at the ball is going to be critical.
Yeah, bringing population to the ball. Hey, Matt, a friend of mine this week said to me, he said, Wayne, are the Packers going to be any good this year? And I thought about it for a second, and I said, then I thought about how 62% of this league is 2-3 or 3-2. Are we at that stage of the season where you start figuring out what you have and how you're going to motor forward with that group?
Well, I think the key to this league is you got to come with your best ball each and every week because anybody can beat anybody, and there's great examples of that on a weekly basis. I'm sure not many people thought Arizona could go into Santa Clara and beat the Niners last week. It just, you got to play your best every week. You can't take anything for granted. Obviously, the ball plays a critical part of winning games, and we're going to have to do a great job of continuing to generate those takeaways, and we got to do a better job offensively of holding on the ball. We can't have those turnovers.
Your offense, to me, just in light of what you just said, it seems to me like you're really close to putting it together with this group, are you?
I hope so. I think, you know, right now we've kind of been a little feast or famine. Like, yeah, we've been living and dying by big plays, which is great that we have the people that are capable of making and generating explosive plays, because typically you're going to score a lot of points. I just think we got to have a little bit more consistency when we're calling, whether it's in the run game or in the pass game, of getting positive plays, staying ahead of the sticks. You know, you think back a week ago, we had 3rd and 10 plus for the majority of the game, and that's not going to lead to much success.
Best of luck, Matt. Thank you.
Thanks, Wayne.
Stay tuned. The coin toss and the opening kickoff is coming up. The Matt LaFleur Show is sponsored by Construction Business Group, operating engineers and contractors. This is the Packers Radio Network.
As a bull rider, I prefer to do things single-handedly. That's why I love the UW Credit Union app. Ooh, doggy! It lets me check accounts, make transfers and more on the go. And if I need an extra hand, Union has convenient local branches.
Yippee!
So, if you want simple mobile banking, mosey on over to UW Credit Union. They're here for every y'all. Federally insured by NCUA.
You know how it feels to be recognized? Hey, Kathy.
Hey!
To feel like you belong? What if your health insurance made you feel that way?
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
Good, thanks. Hi, I'm Kathy Mahaffey, CEO of Common Ground Healthcare Cooperative. With health insurance for individuals, families, and small businesses that truly cares about the members it serves.
Morning, Kathy.
Morning. Maybe it's time to wake up to better health insurance.
LIUNA members construct Wisconsin's infrastructure that grows our state's economy. Roads, bridges, sewer, and water lines. Energy infrastructure, including renewable energy projects and building projects like historic Lambeau Field. A union with over 900 contractor partners, LIUNA Wisconsin members meet contractors' demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce, all while earning great union wages, health care, and a pension. Feel the power of a career building Wisconsin's infrastructure as a member of Wisconsin's Laborers District Council. Learn more at LIUNAWisconsin.org. LIUNA Wisconsin.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
There he goes! 20, 15, 10, 5! He leaped into the end zone for the dagger!
The Packers defense finally gets the stop, and there is your dagger!
Packers Radio is sponsored by American Family Insurance, Miller Lite. Great taste in only 96 calories. Tastes like Miller time. Pick and save. Network Health, your local Bryant Heating and Cooling dealer. Software One, Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, your local Chevy dealer. Fox Communities Credit Union, Provea Health, Construction Business Group, and Wisconsin Operating Engineers, Local 139, UP and Abraham. Tell them you mean business. Quick Trip, Wisconsin Dental Association, Steinhoffels, U.S. Cellular, the official wireless partner of the Green Bay Packers, Ascension Wisconsin, Rural Mutual Insurance, Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, Manitou, handling your world, Baird, Wisconsin Laborers District Council, West Bend, The Silver Lining, Cousin Subs, Security Health Plan of Wisconsin, UW Credit Union, here for every you, Menards, save big money at Menards, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, Sargento, Great Clips, your Wisconsin Toyota dealers, and Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on the Packers Radio Network.
On an overcast, rainy afternoon at historic Lambeau Field in Green Bay, we welcome you to the Packers and Cardinals, one of the oldest rivalries in the NFL. The Packers come in 3-2 off a 24-19 victory at Los Angeles over the Rams. This is the start of a two-game homestand for the Packers, with Houston coming to town next week. The Cardinals, on the other hand, are 2-3, but they're coming in off an impressive 24-23 come-from-behind victory in Santa Clara over the San Francisco 49ers. That win snapped a two-game losing streak. Their other victory, the Cardinals demolished the Rams 41-10 in Week 2. They lost a tough ball game at Buffalo in the opener, and they've also lost to the Lions and the Red Hot Commanders. The Cardinals had a stretch of five games against 20-23 playoff teams to open their season. The Cardinals and Packers have been playing each other since 1921. Packers hold a 45-24 one advantage in the regular season series. Cardinals have won two of the three postseason matchups. Since they moved to Arizona, the Cardinals, that is, the Packers are 8-3 against this franchise during the regular season. Including the postseason, the last three matchups have been decided by a total of 12 points. From a historical standpoint, and the reason this is one of the oldest rivalries in the NFL, the Cardinals, Packers, and Bears are the only current NFL teams that date back to the APFA, which became the National Football League in 1992. The first meeting between the Cardinals and Packers took place on November 20th, 1921, when the Racine Cardinals and Green Bay Packers played to a 3-3 tie in front of an estimated 2,000 fans at Normal Park in Chicago. And no, Larry and I were not there to document that get-together. It's exactly 102 years, 10 months, and 24 days since the first meeting between the Cardinals and Packers. This is the NFL's second oldest rivalry behind Cardinals and Bears. Wayne Larrabee, Larry McCarron, John Kuhn. As I mentioned, overcast, a little rainy here at Lambeau Field in Green Bay. The Packers and the Cardinals are coming up. Packers Radio, presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
Hey fans, fall is here, and you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com.
It's time for some football. As the official ticket marketplace of the Green Bay Packers and the NFL, Ticketmaster's got the best way to take it to the house when it comes to being there live. They're the safest and most convenient marketplace to score fully verified Packers tickets. And even if your plans get broken up or worse, turned over, Ticketmaster gives you more flexibility to sell your seats. So get those touchdown celebrations ready and score your tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Packers.
New Happy Thursday Spiked Refreshers, a non-carbonated refresher with alcohol for weekend flavor any day of the week. Like when you get a case of the Mondays, swap it for the bright fruit flavors of Happy Thursday. Or when Tuesday needs a tune-up, look forward to Happy Thursday. And by Wednesday, you're already halfway there. So drink in the weekend flavor of Happy Thursday. Happy Thursday Spiked Refreshers, weekend flavor any day of the week. Celebrate responsibly. Non-carbonated, naturally flavored with other natural flavors. 21 and up contains alcohol. 2024 Molson Coors Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
Here in Green Bay, we love a great game. The thrill of a big hit, a huge score. Nobody loves winning more. But in order to win, it gotta get in the game. And for us, there's only one place to play. Oneida Casino Hotel. Whether it's doubling down on a solid hand or trying your luck on big name slots, Oneida's got the action. Plus, great places to eat. And after all the excitement, a comfortable full-service hotel to unwind. In Green Bay, winners stay and play at Oneida Casino Hotel. Official casino hotel of the Green Bay Packers.
Please gamble responsibly.
All rights of this broadcast are reserved. Any rebroadcast, recording, retransmission, or other use of this broadcast without the express written permission of the Green Bay Packers Incorporated is prohibited. Let's pause 10 seconds to allow our local stations to identify themselves along the Green Bay Packers radio network.
You're listening to WRJN and W260CV Racine, W251BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Along with John Kuhn and Larry McCarron, Wayne Larrivee at Lambeau Field in Green Bay, the weather check is brought to you by Bryant Heating and Cooling. Hey fans, it's our favorite season in Wisconsin, football season. Enjoy the game and leave the other seasons up to Bryant, who will do whatever it takes to keep your heating and cooling system running efficiently. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. Temperature 54 degrees, winds 6 miles per hour from the west. Humidity about 74%. Rain likely during this ball game. We had pregame rain. It appears to be dry at the moment. Both teams have, Cardinals have hit the field across the way. Packers waiting to be introduced in a moment. The injury report brought to you by the personal injury attorneys of Hupie and Abraham. Hupie and Abraham voted best, rated best year after year. Hupie and Abraham, over $1 billion collected for their clients. Visit Hupie.com. Got to tell you, knock on wood, folks, but the Packers are getting healthy. They will be without Devontae Wyatt, the defensive tackle due to an ankle injury. Luke Musgrave, the tight end, was placed on IR this week with an ankle injury. Everybody else is healthy enough to go, so they're getting back Jaire Alexander in the secondary, and certainly that is good news. Christian Watson is up today at wide receiver. For the Cardinals, they will be without Zay Jones, who has a hamstring injury. He's been on IR. And Darius Robinson, who they made eligible to come off the injured list. He's out today with a calf injury. We welcome in Larry McCarron and rock the Packers and Cardinals. It's an old rivalry, but people don't really think of it that way.
No, they don't. And I think the biggest reason is that they travel around. A lot of people grew up with them playing St. Louis, and then they moved to Arizona. And it's not the kind of rivalry where you face them. It isn't a rivalry, to tell you the truth. It's not the kind of situation where you play each other on a regular basis. But it's an NFC game. It's important. And the Green Bay Packers want to start leaving that 500 mark and creating some space between them and it.
You know, you can't clinch playoffs in October, okay, folks? But if you're going to be a player in the playoff race in December, you need to win these mid-October games, especially at home, no matter who you're playing.
Well, especially, Wayne, when it comes to consistency, you want to be getting a little bit better every day and every week. And this is another opportunity for the Packers to take a step in that direction. Now, because they win today, does that make them playoff ready? No, but it's a step in the right direction. And then you get eligible to be one of those teams, one of those fortunate teams that are playing their best football at the end.
Arizona Cardinals, Green Bay Packers. The Packers in their familiar home, green jerseys, gold helmets, gold pants, white numbers. The Cardinals in all white helmets, jerseys, pants, red trim, red numbers.
Not a lot of pizzazz to those Cardinal uniforms.
No, pretty understated, I would say. The Cardinals, however, have a couple of players who are not understated by any means, and it begins with their quarterback, Kyler Murray, who can destroy a game, as he did last week on a 50-yard blast at Santa Clara over the Niners.
No, he legitimately scares me like maybe no other player in the league. You look at the running quarterbacks the Packers have faced, Kyler Murray is far and above the most dangerous on his feet. Just a scary guy. And in addition to that, he mentioned the 50-yard touchdown run. He averages over 10 a carry. I mean, the guy gets it done regularly that way. And at the same time, 7 touchdown passes, 2 interceptions, 99.1 quarterback rating. The guy throws a live football, and he doesn't hesitate to do it. We were talking prior to the game about how Cardinal receivers aren't that open. Doesn't matter with Kyler Murray. He'll go to him anyway.
And he's got the arm to throw it through coverage, no question about it. So when you look at Arizona, if you're thinking this is a high turnover team, you're wrong. They're ninth in the league, only 5 turnovers, 2 interceptions, 3 fumbles lost this year. They're +2 on the turnover table. They don't beat themselves, but they've played some quality opponents, and they've had mixed results so far this season. When Murray's been good, he's been real good. Perfect passer rating against the Rams a number of weeks ago. Packers Radio, presented by American Family Insurance. You're listening to Packers Football.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
Start your day with something special at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their bakery team handcrafts freshly made donuts and pastries just for you. But that's not all. Indulge in the decadence of a creme brulee, the layers of a rich tiramisu, or the savory taste of a hearty quiche. Whether you're sweetening your morning or treating yourself in the afternoon, Main Street Bakery is ready to brighten your day. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine, where every creation is crafted with care.
Diane from Michigan, a disabled senior citizen trying to get by. Henry from Florida, a veteran fighting to make ends meet. Elena from Arizona, a mother struggling to feed her daughter. Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I support Feeding America because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year, like Diane, Henry, and Elena. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America. 200 food banks strong.
For 97 years, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. Stuart J. Waddles from our Radio Park newsroom keeps you up to date Monday through Friday on what's happening in Racine, Kenosha, and around Wisconsin, along with our Civic Media newsroom. If you need to know what's happening outside of those hours, you can always search WRJN News online. It'll take you right to our website, where the news is updated 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on WRJN. This is Green Bay Packer football on WRJN. For 97 years, Racine's home for local news and now timeless hits. Back to Packer football.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community.
Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.